This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
It's 56 degrees in Carbondale, 50 in Mount Vernon, and 54 in Olney at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. Clear today, a high around 84 degrees. We'll see a light northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour, shifting to the northeast by this afternoon. A credit ratings agency is disappointed that the legislature adjourned without taking action on lowering pension costs. Its analysis and its analysts want a quick resolution. The governor and legislative leaders met yesterday but failed to reach an agreement. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Your credit score matters if you're looking to borrow money. A lower score generally leads to higher interest payments. The same concept applies to the state, except in Illinois' case, a higher interest rate could cost taxpayers an extra $500 million. Lawmakers fear Illinois' credit ratings will suffer as long as the state continues to have the most underfunded pension systems in the nation. It's a fear given credence in a new bulletin from Standard & Poor's. The ratings agency says it considers Illinois' failure to overhaul pensions negative from a credit standpoint. Governor Pat Quinn says he takes that threat seriously. He's pressing for the legislature to pass a pension measure before July.
Ideally, you know, we have to sign a budget by the end of the month. I'd like to also sign pension reform. And this is our rendezvous with reality.
But as Standard & Poor's says in its report, that's a much more significant challenge now because it's after May. It would take a 3/5 vote, not just a simple majority, to pass the legislation. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Quinn and legislative leaders are scheduled to meet again and talk about pensions the week of June 18th. The governor says by then they'll have time to find out more information about the key question dividing lawmakers, if and how to make schools pick up the cost of public teachers' retirement benefits. State Representative Derek Smith's lawyer has criticized a legislative committee for concluding there's enough evidence to justify further action against the Chicago Democrat, who is accused of accepting a $7,000 bribe. Victor Henderson spoke yesterday after a House special committee effectively approved putting Smith on trial by the legislative body. The end could be his expulsion. Henderson says the committee acted before viewing all the evidence compiled by federal prosecutors. If they'd seen it all, Henderson says, lawmakers would have understood that Smith did nothing wrong. If he is eventually expelled, Smith would be the first House member ousted since Frank Comerford in 1905. Leaders of the Carbondale Convention and Tourism Bureau say the office will shut down at the end of this month without a new agreement with the city. During a news conference yesterday at the Tourism Bureau headquarters, former board member and city councilman Sam Goldman says if the office shuts down, the city will lose out on the current tourism season and lots of potential revenue.
We are sending a message out that says Carbondale tourism is out of business. That's the message that's coming out. To recover from that is going to be very, very difficult.
But current city councilman Chris Wissman says he doesn't expect a new agreement. He says the Bureau's projection about how there will be so much revenue lost without an agreement is overstated.
The Shawnee National Forest is not going to move to Wyoming. The wine trails are not going to shut down. The lakes are not going to dry up. The university isn't going to shut down. We're going to lose some promotion of some of those activities, but a lot of those activities have built-in audiences already.
Wissman says he thinks it's in the best interest of the city to take a potential revenue hit this year and start fresh with a new agency and bigger gains in the future. The last month showed the Carbondale City Council voting to strip the Convention and Tourism Bureau of its $267,000 in annual funding and open up the city's marketing needs for bids in the hopes of getting better representation.
Southern Illinois University will share in federal funding aimed at researching and developing new clean coal technology. The Department of Energy grant, which was announced yesterday, totals $300,000 and aims to make coal-fired power plants as clean as possible. SIUC will partner with the Gas Technology Institute. The two will work to study and improve the energy production process, specifically aimed at coatings for boiler and turbine components within the power plants. The Obama administration says the grant is a part of $5 billion being invested across the nation to move coal forward into a cleaner, more sustainable future. We're going to see a sunny sky today. Look for a high of 84 degrees and a light northwest wind.